The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I've got sad news for those of you that were hoping that the Republican Party and Donald Trump would make abortion one of the top issues of this coming presidential election season. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's going to be a back burner issue because Donald Trump and the leaders of the Republican Party have decided we can't make abortion a big deal or we can't win the election. I don't agree with that, but that's the conclusion that they have reached. I've got much more to say, but I always try to defer to the phones. So let's go to Al in my hometown of Westerville. I suppose it's Al's hometown, too. Al, welcome.
Greetings, Bob. Well, it's my hometown today, but not the original one.
Well, it's not my original. It's not my original one either, but for 48 years it has been.
Yeah, it's been a while for me, too. It's been a crazy week. You know, the apocalypse and the second coming didn't happen on Monday. I could walk out in my backyard, and for a minute and 11 seconds, we saw the total eclipse of the sun. Interesting sight to see. Maybe when the Lord comes back, it'll get dark, and who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe that's kind of a preview, but it makes interesting.
You were not buying all the phony prophetic stuff, though. One very well-known TV preacher said the eclipse was going to represent the opening of the sixth seal of the Book of Revelation. Really?
Well, I'm still looking for it.
Yeah, well, me too.
And, we have Israel, Orion's ready to. There's so much going on. I'm glad you had Jan Markell on. But the one thing I want to encourage everybody is you need to get ready because you never know when you're going to get called home. My mother got called home about 4 weeks ago.
Yes,
give or take, and it's still. I'm glad. How do you put this? I'm glad she has a new body.
Yeah.
Because the last 3 months of her life was not fun, and my mother-in-law is going through the same thing. So if there are people in the audience, if you have older members of your family, make sure you get all the stuff you need to do to deal with the inevitable that we're all going to have to deal with, because it makes it twice as hard as those that are behind.
Yeah.
And if you don't know Jesus, is a good mutual friend of ours, Dr. Duke Heller. He has a website called May I Share, so you can share with your relatives, and Duke does an excellent job.
Indeed he does. We need to cherish those times with parents and other relatives. Both of my parents are gone. Both of Joy's parents are gone. We both have a sibling that is in heaven. Joy actually has two siblings in heaven. Mm. And heaven becomes more and more real. The earth becomes less and less attractive. You know, I mean, really, God,
oh, I know.
There's no doubt that God prepares us. He pries our fingers off of the stuff of this world. He really does, and prepares us.
It does. And, you know, God's magnificent. I'm sitting here, and I'm watching the clouds just rolling across from the northwest, and you feel the wind. You can't see the wind, but you can feel it.
Yeah.
It's almost like God's breath just kind of blowing the clouds along.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's rather awesome. And then, you know, there's new life. A nephew of mine, he's going to have another little one in about a month. So, you know, life goes on. But anyone who says that they know the exact moment, give me a break.
Yeah, true.
You know, it's,
all right, Al, thanks. Always good to talk to you.
Same here.
All right.
Enjoy the weekend.
All right, thanks.
Go to church on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be preaching in Bucyrus on Sunday. I'll be preaching in Greater Metropolitan Bucky Russ this coming Sunday.
Church in Bucyrus, because that's where my wife's originally from.
It's a little tiny Baptist church, Faith Baptist, Grace Baptist. It's a really, really tiny church in Bucyrus. I'll have to look up the name. That's terrible.
Okay.
All right, Al, I got to go. Thanks.
Bye, Bob.
All right. Quickly before the break, we're going to go to Ed in Springfield, Ohio. Ed, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Oh, I was going to make a comment. I don't think the Democrats made a mistake in forgetting to put Biden on the ballot. They've been trying to get rid of him, and he won't go away voluntarily. So if in Ohio, and I understand in other states, they're not even applying to put him on the ballot, so they can pick their own winner.
What the problem is, there is an Ohio law that the nominee must be officially nominated by the party before such and such a date. That's state law. The Democratic National Convention does not occur until after that date. So unless something changes, and it will, Joe Biden would not be on the Ohio ballot. But they're going to pass a temporary law. He'll be on the ballot. I don't think there's any doubt whatsoever that he'll be on the ballot. And it has nothing to do with the Democrats. It's just this kind of obscure Ohio law concerning when names must be submitted from the official party. But he'll be on the ballot here in Ohio.
And your previous call, or speaker before me is, she was right. We've walked away from Israel, and that bothers me. So have a good day, Bob.
All right, Ed. Thanks. And if you haven't heard that, the Secretary of State here in Ohio informed the Democratic National Committee that Ohio law states that the nominee from the party must be declared to be the nominee officially by such and such a date. I think it's August. And the Democratic National Convention does not even happen until after that date. So unless the law is changed, there will be no Democratic nominee on the ballot. But I assure you, they're going to make that change. There is no way that the Republicans There is no way that the Republicans down at the State House are going to stand in the way of the Democrat nominee being on the Ohio ballot. There will be a special resolution passed, a new law passed. Something will happen. There's the chance that the Republicans could just say, no, we're in charge. No, they won't do that. It would be a disaster PR-wise, public relations-wise, and I just don't think the Republicans are willing to risk that. So we'll see, but something needs to be done between now and August. So there's actually plenty of time, although there's the summer recess and all that. So, yes, we will keep an eye on that. But again, that's not a decision by the Democrats. That is a law here in Ohio. Now, do I believe that Joe Biden is going to be the nominee? No, I still don't believe he will be. Something's going to happen between now and the convention or even at the convention. But no, I still do not believe Joe Biden will be the Democrat nominee. Could be wrong. Don't think so. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Okay, I want to make something really clear. This is not criticism. This is observation. Okay? Now, I realize some are going to take this as criticism. Oh, by the way, before I get into that, Alabama, one of my listeners just sent me, Alabama has the same problem as Ohio concerning Joe Biden, the Democrats getting Biden on the ballot. The deadline here in Ohio is August 7th. The deadline in Alabama is August 15th. The Democratic National Convention is not until August 19th through the 22nd. Now, that is a really, really, really late convention. The Republicans, July 15th. The Democrat convention is a full month after the Republicans. Now, like I'm not into conspiracies, but I think it is to give them more time to figure out what in the world to do with Joe Biden. And a little amount of time for the news media and the American people to actually evaluate Joe Biden's replacement. Yeah, just my little theory. But anyway, so Ohio and Alabama, both states are going to have to pass some kind of resolution or law, or Joe Biden will not be on the ballot. All right. Observation, not criticism or condemnation. I have said repeatedly, Donald Trump is not a conservative. He is a populist and a pragmatist. Again, I don't say that to criticize him. It's just my observation, and I believe it is correct. Donald Trump is not driven primarily by conviction, but by pragmatism. He does what works. And by the way, it has worked very, very well for him. If you want to paint a picture of a successful pragmatist, go no further than Donald Trump. So again, I'm not criticizing him. I'm just observing. And because of that, it does not surprise me in the least that Donald Trump, who was, when he was president, the most pro-life president in American history. No doubt about that. But he's changed. He has moderated. He has pulled back. His position today is not on abortion. His position today is not the position he held when he was running for president the first time, nor was it the same as when he was president. Many, many reasons why I say that. Yesterday, Donald Trump said, if he becomes president again and a nationwide federal abortion ban came to his desk, he would refuse to sign it. Now, when he was president, he said he would sign it. Not now. He has moderated his position. The Supreme Court decision in Arizona upholding a law banning abortion in Arizona. A real, true life, pro-life individual would congratulate the Arizona Supreme Court for doing that. Donald Trump said no, they've gone way, way, way too far. His words, not mine. In fact, back in 2016, Donald Trump promised he would sign a federal abortion ban. That was 2016. Not now. He's changed. Now, why has he changed? Because he's a populist and he's a pragmatist. He and the strategists that are around him have come to this conclusion. Abortion is too hot. Abortion is too controversial. Abortion will lose the election. You can't get elected in America today being a strong, strong pro-life candidate. And you know what? They may be right. Now, does that mean we abandon our pro-life convictions in order to get elected? I wouldn't. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not a politician and I never will be a politician. On issues like that, I just can't compromise in order to get elected. Now, I understand the other side. If you can't get elected, you can't get anything accomplished. So wouldn't it be better to compromise, pull back on abortion so that you at least can get elected and defeat a pro-abortion person like Joe Biden or whoever else the Democrats put forward? Well, that is a very pragmatic approach. So in other words, they are saying, if we really go strong on this pro-life thing, we can't win the election. And if we can't win the election, then we can't accomplish anything. So they are willing to compromise and pull back on pro-life issues because they are convinced this is a strategy to get elected. Now, again, it just proves, and let me say again, if it's Donald Trump and any Democrat, I'm voting Donald Trump. But I'm doing so with my eyes wide open, knowing what I'm getting. I think that's the proper approach. And by the way, a whole host of Republicans are beginning to take this position, including Carrie Lake in Arizona. Yeah, she has changed her position on abortion in order to get elected.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.